Great show lined up for you, but let's start with our first article, our first headline today. And you gotta love it. You gotta love it. Leftism is destroying San Francisco, according to the Associated Press. Not Breitbart, not the Daily Wire, not Fox News. Even the AP has to admit progressivism is crap. You just gotta love it. Yeah, the win is a win on this one. Because the AP and all of these trash outlets where they're not really journalists anymore, but they're grad students who have to pay off. Now that Joe Biden, now that Two Scoops has officially said for now he's not canceling student debt, now they all have to go back and find some way to pay off their $200,000 graduate degree in creative writing. So I guess they'll write for the Associated Press. So they always defend, they, you know, San Francisco and New York. Oh, they're just the pockets of culture. Why would you want to live in a small town when you can live in a big bustling city with all the beautiful art and culture and music? And we're like, not really. Maybe San Francisco was like that 25, 30 years ago. Maybe New York was like that 15 years ago. Not anymore. My wife and I were watching, because it's, my wife loves watching Christmas movies this time of year. This is the only time, like, I can push them off the rest of the year. But once after Thanksgiving, I just have to be like, all right, we can watch Christmas movies. So we watched the Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and that Excuse for an Actress, Reese Witherspoon. And she's like, why doesn't San Francisco look like that? I'm like, yeah, because in all these films, it's all propaganda. They show you the city skyline and like three streets that they blocked off and cleaned up. Like, honey, it's because progressivism. It's because communism. It's because that is what they want. People are always shocked when they see like, oh, look at the crime. Don't people care about the crime in San Francisco or in New York? No, they don't. They want a lawless society where you are scared. Because who do you turn to? If you've given up God and you've given up your own rights to defend yourself, you look to Big Daddy Government. Big Papa Government to come and save you. So the more lawless it is, the more chaotic it is, the more defecation piles up on the streets, the more they do what? They look to government. And government from their cozy gated communities with armed security. That's one Christmas movie I will watch when my wife's not around. Fat Man. I love Fat Man. I think that's one of my, that's definitely in my Christmas rotation. I actually bought it. That's how much I like it. I think it's a unique twist. And of course, Mel Gibson's fantastic in it. it's a weird spin on Krampus, I think is the German fairy tale, Krampus. Or somebody will correct me. I don't really care. Please correct me if I'm wrong. CrusaderChannel.com/chat. But listen to this. Caitlin Foster fell in love with San Francisco's people and beauty and moved to the city a dozen years ago, according to this creative writer at the Associated Press. But after... I love how this is written. This is the creative writing degree right here. But after repeatedly clearing away used needles, other drug paraphernalia, and human feces outside the bar she manages... Nice, Mr. Monday. And too many encounters with armed people in crisis. I guess is that the new way we call about mugging? Oh, I just had an encounter with an armed person in crisis. You know what I call that? I call that a criminal. I call that a criminal who's trying to mug me. And by the way, if you're in that situation, even though I am the armed Catholic, just give them your stuff and move on. You don't want to get into a gunfight in a street. You can't control any of the factors there. And too many encounters with armed people in crisis, her affection for the city has soured. Well, let me tell you, AP, after the first time I have to clear away a used needle, after the first time I almost step in human feces, and the first time I have an encounter with an armed person in crisis... I'm probably leaving. I'm not sticking around. That's usually a clear-cut indicator that you should leave. She, Caitlin, said, my goal was to live here, but now I'm here, and I'm like, where am I going to move to now? Not near me. Not near me. Stay in California. Move to LA or move to San Fernando or move somewhere else, but stay the hell out of Texas. The woke city also no longer prosecutes shoplifting, which we've talked about, which results in more shoplifting. According to the AP, San Franciscans not only, quote, take pride in their liberal political bent, but also accept that trashy streets, tent encampments, and petty crime are the price to pay to live in an urban wonderland. Well, if you have trashy street, well, I guess it is an urban wonderland. Trashy streets, tent encampment, and petty crime. That is what liberals love. They love it. The tragic thing to read, the tales of residents who are disgusted by the city's crime, drugs, and dirtiness. The problem in San Francisco was so bad last year that 712 people died of overdoses. The bigger question is, have the residents of San Francisco learned from their experience watching their beloveds? No, they're going to continue to move. They're going to continue to vote liberal because that's all they know. And these cities are going to continue to be hellholes. And the opera house and the symphony hall and the musicals and all the stuff that they have pride in will be ruined because they'll have drug dealers and needles and all. They can't clear it away. They can't keep sweeping this stuff under the rug. And you know what? You get what you hope for. Hope you like it.